Welcome to the Perspectives on Healthcare podcast, where members of the medical community from different roles, venues, and locations share their unique perspectives on quality healthcare, its future, and how to improve it. Now, from the Your Keynote Speaker studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is your host, Rob Oliver.
Welcome, and thanks for being with me today. Today's perspective on healthcare comes from Scylla Buck. She is a senior care advisor for Care Patrol of Northeast Ohio. She specializes in geriatrics. She is a member of the baby boomer generation. Scylla, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's jump right into it. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your role in healthcare.
So I am, like I was telling Rob earlier, is I was a former teacher, and for 17 years I taught elementary school and preschool as well. But then what happened is about 8 years ago, we were going through this with our parents. Is when you have aging parents or aging loved ones that are no longer safe in their home, and they might be falling, they might be not taking their meds, they might be, anything like that. So what happened was my husband was in the corporate world, and he was just tired of that. And I was just watching children in my home at that point. And so we came across Care Patrol. And since we were doing this with our parents, that's what we did is we started our own business called Care Patrol. And it's a franchise business. So we're in Northeast Ohio. So we're in the Cleveland area, all around the Cleveland area. And what we do is we help families and the elderly when they're no longer safe in their home to find assisted living, independent living, memory care, hospice, skilled nursing, in-home care, whatever they need in that healthcare realm. And then we want to educate them about what their options are.
Okay. So you are you're a connector service. You're not providing the service yourself, but you're helping folks get connected to the services that they need, whatever those may be. Is that right?
Correct. So what we do is we help educate them on all their options. So because so many times it's like in an emergency, maybe, you know, your loved one has fallen, they're in the hospital or they're in surgery and they're no longer safe in their home. And we say it's like drinking from a fire hose. It's like, where do I go? What do I do? You know, kind of like probably what your service is doing right now with these podcasts is helping families find that healthcare in that healthcare realm. And so that's what, maybe a doctor's office will refer to us, or a social worker or case manager, because the family is overwhelmed. They don't know where to go.
Sure. And sometimes I feel like in America, the options that are available aren't well known. And so you end up with someone who they go into a nursing facility because that's just kind of what they think they're supposed to do or whatever it is. And they're not aware of the other options. So what you're doing is really valuable. And I will admit this, I have a personal bias because I am nursing facility clinically eligible. The state of Pennsylvania would pay for me to live in a nursing facility. And I don't want to do that, but so I want people to have as many options as they can. And what you're doing really is doing the education so that folks know what's available. So thank you for doing that. What does quality healthcare mean to you?
I would say, so you can have the highest quality of life in whatever realm you're in, you know? So we always look at those care violations, you know, of these communities to find that safest care options. We look at the star ratings of skilled nursing facilities, or another word for nursing homes, to find that best nursing home, or at least what the state has deemed them. But then we talk to our families too, and we want to find that safest care options for our families. So that's what quality healthcare is meaning to us, is the safest and best for you and what you can afford and things like that.
Okay. So it comes down to you. It's all about safety. Can you give me an example of quality healthcare?
Yes. So, you know, like even like in these assisted living communities, you know, like there might be some assisted living communities that will only do like a one person assist. You know, like if you have one person to help you maybe get out of your bed into a wheelchair or get out of a chair or things like that, there are other ones that will do a two-person assist or even a Hoyer lift. So they have different levels of care. And then we have some communities that, you know, it depends on their caregivers. We always say it comes from the top down, the executive director and how they run their community or their facility, because what happens is if, you know, the caregivers, not the nurses, you know, there might be two nurses on, you know, for the whole community or one nurse maybe.
Right.
But you have the caregivers. They're the ones that are making the, you know, $12 an hour, $13 an hour. They're the ones that are the hands-on with the, you know, with the residents. And so sometimes what happens is the care might not go down, especially during this time when you can get more money being unemployed than you can working, you know? And so what happens is a lot of these communities that used to have good care, the care has gone down, and we're getting calls from our families that we had placed there that they're paying for the care and they're not getting that care. And so quality healthcare and quality care is so important to our families and to us, because we're the ones that help them find that community. And, you know, and so it's so important to find safe, good care.
Sure. So let me ask this then. What kind of assessment are you doing to make sure that, you know, you understand the needs of the individual so that you're making the proper match? Because you're talking mm-hmm. about whether they're going to need one person assist, two person assist, a Hoyer lift. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud whether yep. it's somewhere that allows for a couple to live together. You know, if there's a couple, can they live together? Or I'm assuming that there's got to be some type of assessment that you're doing to make sure that the needs of the individual are being matched to the facility that they're headed to. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So what we do is we match our families by three things. We match them by what their care needs, which is very important. So when we first talk to a family, okay, so I'm getting information, I'm getting that, you know, what their care needs are. So how are they getting around? Are they using a walker? Are they in a wheelchair? Are they using a cane? And then like, let's go with bathing, you know, even with bathing assist. Is it a minimal assist? Do they just need help getting into the shower? Is it a moderate assist? Maybe they can wash, you know, part of their body, but need help with another part of their body. Or is it a full assist? They need help getting into the shower, getting washed, and getting out of the shower. The same with dressing, the same with grooming, you know, even going to the restroom. Are they continent? Are they incontinent? Are they wearing undergarments? Like, depends. Or are they able to, you know, maybe they might be continent with their bowels, but maybe incontinent with their bladder. So all these things is, first of all, we match them by what their care needs, because these communities have different levels of care. Location where they're living, or maybe where their family, they might have been in one area, but their children are in another area. So a lot of times we'll move them close to their children so they can see them more often. Their location, and then what they can afford, their finances. So we don't want to show a family a Cadillac if maybe they have a Pinto budget, you know. I guess it's not Pinto anymore. That dates me, you know. But anyways, so those are the three things we match our families first. And we want to educate them, too, along the way, because so many families think that if I have a lot of, my loved one has a lot of care needs, they have to be in a nursing home. No, they can do all those care needs in an assisted living apartment. So if you asked 100 seniors, 110 would say they don't want to leave their home.
Sure.
So they get in-home care. They think that's the most, you know, the most reasonably priced care, but it's not. In-home care can be anywhere from $22 to $26 an hour with a minimum of 3 or 4 hours. So I tell my families, if you need care in the morning to get you into your day and you need it in the evening to get you out of your day, you're going to pay for 6 or 7 hours of in-home care. That same price, you can get 24 hours of care in an assisted living apartment. Okay. And so when they say, I don't want to leave my home, I say, well, what is your home? Is it, you know, the bricks and mortar, or is it that special rocking chair you rocked your grandchild, or the pictures of your family on the wall, or that special Afghan, things like that? We want to take your home and move it into a different building where it still is your home, but you can get care.
Got it.
So that's how we educate our families, and then we match them, and then we actually tour with them, because there's a company out there that's mostly on the internet, and they take a family's name and they shotgun it out to all these communities, and they're barraged with all these calls, and you know, we protect our families' information.
Okay.
And we tour with our families. So each one has a different feel. So that's, if that makes sense, kind of.
Yep, it does.
I have a whole lot of information, but it's just how we match our families, and which one is right. What's right for one family might not be right for another family.
Got it. And you covered this a little bit in your answer there, but what do you wish people understood about your role in healthcare?
Well, we're a free service. So whenever you are even, I always say, plan ahead and just talk to us. Let us educate you on all your options. So I had a family, they wanted to go in-home, you know, so they got 24/7 in-home care. They were paying over $4,000 for 1 week. You could get a whole month of that for that same price in an assisted living apartment. So it's just like, let me just educate you. So when the time comes, so I'll tell you a story about a lady that I had gotten a call from her son. Her son lived out of town and he came in for maybe a holiday and to visit his mom, and realized, getting texts on my phone. He came in and it's like, ooh, maybe she's not safe. As you know, they see some of these things. Maybe they were always very particular and now they're not. They might find a frozen pizza in the oven, in the paper, or, you know, maybe they're not bathing like they should, things like that. And so, you know, he's like, I'm not sure if mom's safe in her home anymore. I said, well, let's just look. She goes, maybe next. So this was the fall. She goes, maybe next spring I'll sell my home and then I'll move. I said, well, it does. Let's just look now in case there's emergency. You're prepared. It's just planning ahead and being prepared, you know? And so we went and looked, and she found a place that she liked, a one bedroom apartment that, you know, she liked. And so we put our name on a waiting list and, you know, kind of just prepare. 2 weeks later, I get a call from the son. His mom fell. She was in the hospital. She was then going to rehab. And that, you know, 6 months down the road that she was going to, now she's like, I need it now. And I said, perfect. You've already done all that prep work. You know where you want to go. I'm going to reach out to them, see if they have an apartment available. And so I reached out to them and they did have one. And so they were ready for that emergency instead of when I call from a family that mom's in the hospital and she's being discharged and we don't know where to go, you know, things like that. So it's just being prepared, you know, and being wise.
All right. Yeah, makes sense. What excites you about the future of healthcare?
The future of healthcare, I would say there are more people that are trying to do what we do, you know, and trying to educate families and you know, once you're going it with your loved one, it's more important to you, you know, and I think more and more people are seeing that importance of healthcare. And, you know, a lot of times we're even working with doctors and their families and they don't know, mm-hmm. you know, so we're educating, you know, and educating. And there's so many services out there to help families now, seniors and elderly. It's that's what I like to see is there's so many services out there that people don't know about, you know?
Right. So, what I'm hearing you say is that there's an increase in education. There's an increase in services. It's just a matter of finding them and connecting with them. What is one thing that medical professionals can start doing today to improve the quality of healthcare?
I would say, again, I think it's that education of families. We're working with Cleveland Clinic, which is right here in Cleveland. They're head of geriatrics, and we have this, we're putting it together. You know, we've been working on this for 2 years, is just being an educational source for all of their doctor's offices around the Cleveland area. You know, it's, and I would say connecting with someone like us that could just educate, you know, it's just, you know, people don't know, you know, and I think education is so, so important. You know, that's where I am in. And, you know, like our families, they appreciate it so much. They're like, thank you so much. Like I get calls from families that were, you know, their mom or dad was in a skilled nursing facility. So for the rehab, their Medicare pays for that. And then they get pushed into, well, they're, you know, they have too much care, so they have to stay in long term, which can be anywhere from $250 to $500 a day. So it just sucks up. And I know the $500 a day, they're just up the street from us. And people don't know that. And so then I get a call from a family. It's like, and a nursing home is going to be a hospital bed, a TV, and a chair, where an assisted living is your own apartment, your home. You can get care. And so people don't know that. And they think, well, a nursing home is going to be cheaper, you know, because it's only a hospital bed, a TV, and a chair. But no, it's going to be this, it's going to be similar to the price of in-home care.
Yeah. Got it. You know what? Thank you so much for being here. Thank you very much for being willing to share. Syllabuck, I appreciate your perspective on healthcare.
Thanks for listening to Perspectives on Healthcare. Visit perspectivesonhealthcare.com to learn more about Rob Oliver or to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If this podcast was valuable, we'd appreciate a review on iTunes. Or if you tell a friend or coworker about the show, that would be helpful too. Join us again next time for more Perspectives on Healthcare.